If you need to know the law to advance your career in the healthcare industry, but you aren't a lawyer, we can help. At Texas A&M School of Law, we offer a Master of Legal Studies with a focus on health law policy and management. It's specifically designed to help non-lawyers like you navigate the legal issues facing this heavily regulated industry. Gain the legal skills you need to advance your healthcare career from one of the most respected law schools in the nation. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Mmm, fiddleheads. Yum.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Kind of a different format today. The show behind the show, it will go on with me and Sean, but we're going to have some election stuff to talk about as well. You know, the show behind the show typically doesn't go political, guys. Or it does, but it's more policy-oriented or stuff that isn't necessarily political. But because we are right around the corner from, I believe, one of the most consequential elections we've ever had. This is probably going to be the election that decides whether America stays America or we turn into something else, another type of country, a socialist hellhole. That's just my belief because of the what I've seen from the Democrats here in the last couple of years. It's just been out of control. I wanted to play something for you all. Barack Hussein Obama is out there on the campaign trail. Why? Because Beijing Biden is universally reviled by not only Republicans and conservatives and independents, but even Democrats. Listen to CNN going over this. Listen, this is amazing to me.
You look at where President Biden is today, New Mexico, right? And then you take a closer look at his campaign schedule. And it's notable, with just 5 days to go until the midterm election, his absence from some key states. Does that almost say more than his presence on the trail? What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, save for Philadelphia or Pennsylvania,
right,
where he could pay taxes there at this point because he's been traveling to Pennsylvania so much. I can't remember which of our excellent reporters made this point, but, you know, the motivation out there to vote among Democrats is not exactly where Democratic strategists want it to be.
Yeah. Oh, you think? Yeah, because there's no good story to tell because socialism sucks and it always has. And that's the Democrat way. We know it sucks. We know your life's going to suck. We don't care about you. We just need to BS you to keep us in power so we can finish the job so we don't have to worry about elections anymore. So Barack Hussein Obama, because Biden is universally reviled, Barack Hussein Obama is called in to do this heavy lifting because he's not universally despised, at least by Democrats. So Barack Hussein Obama says this to an audience.
This increasing habit of demonizing political opponents creates a dangerous climate. And elected officials who do not explicitly reject or participate in over-the-top rhetoric, if that's the environment that we create, more people are going to get hurt.
More people are going to get hurt. Yeah, so he's blaming Republicans, of course, but he's completely ignoring members of his own political party.
This increasing habit of demonizing political opponents creates a dangerous climate. If that's the environment that we create, more people are going to get hurt.
I know where I stand. I will not yield. I will not flinch. I will defend the right to vote. Our democracy against all enemies, foreign and yes, domestic.
If that's the environment that we create, more people are going to get hurt.
That the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
If that's the environment that we create, more people are going to get hurt.
We've got to kill and confront that movement.
Madam President, I yield the floor, but clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
If that's the environment that we create, more people are going to get hurt.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them.
When you're in the arena, you got to be ready to take a punch. And you got to be ready to throw a punch.
If that's the environment that we create, more people are going to get hurt.
I'll be comes, I'm going to punch him out. This is
oh,
my
wow,
home.
I would pay to see that.
I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
If that's the environment that we create, more people are going to get hurt.
So there you go, folks. The double standard by the press and by Barack Hussein Obama and by Beijing Biden is just beyond the pale. These folks are losers because they subscribe to a loser ideology that is decidedly anti-American. And I'm tired of pretending otherwise. They are thugs and they want to basically say, hey, we're going to kick the tar out of you, get violent. We're going to get our thugs out there to get in your face. And if you object to us getting in your face and making your life miserable, then we're going to call you hateful. Then we're going to call you violent because you want to fight against our violence. And it's just beyond the pale. So, folks, we've got a consequential election that I'm hoping everybody with the sound of my voice gets out there and votes. And gets out there and votes in defense of your family. Vote against a Democrat. Vote against their hypocrisy. Vote against the damage they've done to our communities, our cities, our states, and our country. Vote against that. And it your vote could be the deciding vote. Our buddy J. Christian Adams used to work for the Justice Department. He's going to tell you how many races ended up in ties in recent years and how you could be that deciding vote. Then we get to Sean Chastain, the show behind the show, coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, let's bring on J. Christian Adams. He's president of Public Interest Legal Foundation, the nation's only public interest law firm dedicated exclusively to election integrity, previously working at the Department of Justice on voting issues. Mr. Adams, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, a report out there is detailing ties, as in both political candidates get an equal amount of votes, tie election races. What does the report say, and what is the message you're trumpeting as a result of this report?
Right. The Public Interest Legal Foundation did, frankly, I was surprised nobody had done this, and that's go back and catalog all of the ties around the country in elections. And you might think, you know what, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times? No. In 466 ties in elections in just the last couple of years. And the message is that your vote counts. The message is that every single vote counts. And every single time there's an administrative mistake or somebody who does votes who should not be voting, that really decides the outcome. Your vote can decide the outcome. 466 and counting, I might add. We're going to keep adding to this database at the Public Interest Legal Foundation. You could read it and follow along. It'll probably be up into the 500 or 600 shortly. It's not easy to find. We're still plowing through historical records and newspaper clips. So 466 ties.
I have been talking this morning with several folks, and I've been telling everybody that I couldn't wait. The minute I found an opportunity to go vote, I couldn't wait to vote in defense of my family against the Democrat Party for what they've done, all the damage they've done to me, my family, and my country, and my state. And then I had somebody call me up and say, look, hey, Chris, how many people do you think are waiting to Election Day? And I just got this email from Heidi. Here's what she says. Hello, Chris. Listening to you here in Dallas. Are you talking about early voting in Texas? A lot of people are waiting until Election Day due to voter cheating. I will be voting on November 8th. What is the psychology behind that? And is there something to that?
Well, this is part of a problem. I'm not saying, you know, everybody should vote immediately, because I think there's something good about going to vote on Election Day in the sense of we all stand together in line, and we're, you know, it's the one day that America comes together, no matter what you think. I wrote a piece of the Washington Times like a decade ago, 8 reasons to oppose early voting. On the other hand, I can understand wanting to get your vote in early. I don't think that getting it in early is going to cause it to be cheated out. It doesn't work that way in the real world, unless, of course, you give your ballot to the post office. Those folks who deliver you your neighbor's mail?
Yes.
That's the one way I would never vote, is by mail. I would go into an early voting center, or I'd vote on Election Day.
Did you see the story about this Postal Service Jeep that caught fire? It was carrying a lot of these absentee ballots in it, and it caught on fire. And they were all lost.
Another reason. Your ballot can get lost from the mailbox to the tabulation machine because you've given it to the knuckleheads at the post office who are very, very good at losing things. I mean, they might be better at losing things than they are delivering things. So, exactly. I mean, I get mail from my neighbors. The neighbors get my mail. Some mail just never shows up. In fact, there's data. The post office has set a goal of 94% success, 94% success rate for political mail delivery on time. Well, guess what? Another way of saying 94% success is 6% failure.
Right.
So 6% failure.
I get you. And that's their goal is 6% failure. That's kind of odd. Folks, we are having a conversation with a guy who knows what he's talking about as far as voting is concerned, J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. And while you and I were just talking, Mr. Adams, got this email, I'm voting on Election Day. Do not trust early voting. Denton County had paper last time I voted. So let me ask you about this, because the Salcedo Show, because I don't like, I think that the names of some of these digital voting systems companies, I think they're scary. I think they're very scary names, and I don't like them. And I'm not required by law to like them. I favor paper ballots because we have a receipt and we can cross check with databases to make sure our votes are properly tabulated. What do you think about that? Are you in favor of paper ballots?
Well, this isn't even a close call. I've been monitoring elections even before I was an attorney at the Justice Department. And the best way to run an election is with paper ballots and machine tabulation. Paper ballots and machine tabulation, meaning you fill out the oval and you put it in the scanner. You do not want human beings deciding what the vote says. I have witnessed with my own eyes as a DOJ lawyer people changing votes who are getting to tabulate the votes. You never want humans doing it. Paper ballots with human tabulation is the favorite method of election of third world dictators. Idi Amin in Uganda loved paper ballots with human tabulation. You want paper ballots with machine tabulation.
Okay, that's sound advice. I'm glad I'm on the right track there. So let's talk about your time in the Justice Department. You were there when Eric Holder let the new Black Panther Party go after being caught on video, clear voting intimidation. They had weapons on them, and they were at the polling places, standing directly at the polling places. Now, Democrats are trying to stop drop boxes being monitored by armed citizens. Is that, this is out in Arizona, is that the same thing or is that different?
Well, you can't be standing there with firearms at a polling place. You just can't do it. When I was in the Justice Department, I brought the case against the New Black Panther Party. The New Black Panther Party was in front of a polling place in Philadelphia with weapons. And in America, you can't be lurking around the polls with weapons. It just, you aren't allowed to do it unless you're law enforcement. And so that's unfortunately what may have happened out in Arizona. And it just, people need to cut it off.
Yeah, basically these folks are standing at a distance and they're rolling footage of these drop boxes to monitor the drop boxes. They're not interfering with the drop boxes. They're just monitoring, and they have firearms to defend themselves from, as you know, left-wing crazy people are committing violence all over this country. So they just don't want to. So if they're away from the polling place, they're armed, but they're just watching. Is that a breach of the law?
They're armed and just watching. Yeah, you can't, do not go near a polling place armed monitoring. Now, some states have right to carry laws. That's different. Do not stand there and say, "Oh, I'm just watching the polls with weapons." You're going to get arrested by the FBI at some point if you do that. That is not a good thing to be doing. It is not the way American elections work. It might work that way in, like, you know, Belarus or Georgia, and I don't mean the state of Georgia. I mean the country of Georgia. But it doesn't work that way in America.
Okay, and the last thing I have for you on that is a drop box considered under the law a polling place?
Yeah, it would be. If there's a place you go to vote, that's going to have the protections of federal law. It's going to have the protections of federal law.
Okay, understood. J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, is our guest right now, folks. So in the wake of 2020, I think it's fair to say there are plenty of shenanigans that happened all over the country in various levels, whether it be breaches of law, whether it be the 2000 mules dynamic, whether it be out and out voter fraud. Which states have done well, in your view, of instituting voting integrity laws, and which states have gone backwards?
Texas forward, Georgia's gone forward, Florida's done a good job. Places where there's problems still are Wisconsin and Michigan. Those two states have not fixed anything from the 2020 election.
Right, and there was an adjudication up there in Michigan, and this has always plagued me as to why nothing was done. The Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, was found by a judge to have violated, and this is where our focus has been, to have violated the state's election laws in 2020, but there were no repercussions. Mr. Adams, is it true that Democrat officials can break election laws and have no ramifications for it?
Yeah, of course. That's a political question. You vote them out of office, you get them fired. Generally speaking, yeah. I mean, government bureaucrats who mess up, the chief, and I'm not saying the most effective remedy, but the chief remedy is to bounce them out of office. Mm-hmm. That's the way the system works.
I understand. And praise God, some legislatures get serious about election integrity and write in punishment. If an elected official does breach election law, then there should be a punishment there. Last thing I have for you, updating the voting rules. How key is that in your mind to guaranteeing free and fair elections? And if it's not the voter rolls, what is the key you believe is to making sure we have free and fair elections?
Well, it's obviously keeping the voter rolls clean. It's obviously following the law. We just won a case in Delaware, in the Delaware Supreme Court, where the entire mail voting law was thrown out because it was unconstitutional under Delaware statute. So when states or local governments don't follow the law, they're undermining the process. And that's why the Delaware case and cases like it around the country are so important, where you enforce the law and force states to actually follow their own rules. That's the best thing to do, is to follow the rules that the legislatures have laid down to run elections. If you do that, we'll go a long way to having good elections.
Exactly. They call it constitutional, folks. I mean, the Constitution gives these state legislatures the power to set the rules in the individual states for elections. And, you know, the Chris Salcedo Show has been on record saying that states should follow their election laws. I just wish the Supreme Court and Chief Justice Roberts had the same opinion. J. Christian Adams, he's president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, the nation's only public interest law firm dedicated exclusively to election integrity. If folks want to check out what you're doing and how they can help you, where can they go?
PublicInterestLegal.org.
PublicInterestLegal.org. J. Christian Adams, sir, thank you very much. All right, folks, time for the show behind the show. Our buddy, Sean Chastain. Hey, man.
Hey, friend, how are you?
I am doing fantastically. First off, for those of you who heard me and Sean complaining and moaning about the weather in the summer, no more complaints. North Texas fall is glorious. And Sean, my friend, I went out yesterday out to the range, to the outdoor range that I go to. I took some buddies. It was a great, great weather, great time.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. What is your favorite arm of choice?
I only have my dad's service revolver, his .38, and I have yet to shoot it, actually. So it has been a long, long time since I've shot anything.
You've got to get out to the range with me then, man.
Yeah, I really would. I really would enjoy that because I'd like to send some rounds through his gun. I'll probably be a blubbering mess, you know, doing it. But it would be nice to send some rounds through it.
Is that... you know what? I've got a jacket that belonged to my dad, and after he passed, I kept it. I don't wear it. It just hanging up in the closet. I can't wear it because of what you're talking. Would that be that kind of a sentimental thing for you?
Yeah, yeah.
So this was his personal weapon that he took home with him, or the one he carried on the job?
No, the one he carried on the job. I think they had to buy it back then. Back when he was, you know, first starting out. But yeah, that's what he carried. That's what he protected the town of Boulder with. So there you go.
.38 revolver six?
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know what? You'll have fun shooting. I have a couple of 9mm weapons and a 9mm rifle that you'll have a lot of fun shooting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we ought to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love it.
You know, there was a congressman who jumped on with CBS News, this is a couple of weekends back, and he tweeted this out. He was on the firing range, right? He's sitting there, and he tweeted out, just partaking in my Second Amendment right, hashtag Nancy, fire Nancy Pelosi. And CBS had a cow saying, you said the word fire while you had firearms in a video. I'm thinking to myself, seriously? Really?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, have we gotten to the point in America where just the sight of a firearm sends certain people into wetting themselves on national television?
I did see a funny meme. It was a hammer in the loop of a carpentry jean pocket, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you know, those carpentry jeans, they have the loops hanging off of them. You hang your hammer in it.
Yeah, yeah.
The meme was open carry in San Francisco.
That's funny. That's pretty funny. I got to say. And you know, there's a lot that's breaking with that. NBC, I don't know if you saw this, but NBC did a report about of all the questions being raised. I can't pronounce this dude's name. It's arugula or something like that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just don't know how to, Miguel Almaguer, I believe is how you pronounce his name. And he does this report and it raising all kinds of questions about what happened and why Paul Pelosi walked back toward his assailant when the cops came. And NBC struck the report.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
I mean, dude, every day goes by, there's more and more questions. I mean, where's the body cam footage? Why can't we see that just to see exactly what happened?
Well, the Capitol.
Why can't we hear the 911 call?
Capitol Police have said they have it on video surveillance, the entire residence. Why haven't they released that?
Yeah. Something is really fishy about this whole thing.
Yeah. And you know why I know it's fishy? is because everybody's dropping it. All the news organizations are dropping it. The only people that have enough sense to drop it is Joe Biden. And he's out there just camera. Yeah, right wing was actually a left wing guy. Crazy person hammering, getting hammered with Paul Pelosi.
Yeah,
that's my new band, by the way. Getting hammered with Paul Pelosi. Then there's this guy, folks. We're going to have to concentrate on elections here, real quick. But part of the whole elections thing, and I haven't talked to you much about. And I don't want to talk about the politics portion of this. This is just this dude, Fetterman, out of Pennsylvania, who a lot of my listeners call Uncle Fester.
Right.
And this guy, his most recent exploit, he's sitting down saying, with a CBS reporter saying, this is why I'm sitting here with you, because I'm absolutely sit to serve. He couldn't even say the word fit. I'm absolutely sit to serve. This guy can't do it. He can't do the job.
You're behind on the Fetterman stuff.
Oh, really? What's the latest now that I missed?
Last night, yeah, there were two things yesterday. One was an outdoor event. Pretty blustery day, it looked like. Wind blowing.
Oh, I saw that.
And, yeah, he steps up to the podium, and there's probably, I don't know, 10 huge American flags behind him. They blow over.
That's
as soon as he steps to the podium.
That's God.
I don't think he realized it.
No, he didn't. Completely clueless. He just kept on going. Then see that's an omen to me.
I think that's America saying we don't want you. I mean the country itself, you know, not the people, the country.
Yeah, exactly. When the winds are against you. That's a hint and a half. Maybe you should just hang your cleats up there, Bubba.
But then I think last night it was, he had something where he misspoke and basically said he's against abortion.
Oh, that's right. He says, yeah, I am 100% support of the demise of Roe versus Wade, he said.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's sit to serve, folks. And
it's just sad, man. I mean, it's like Biden in there. It's just sad at this point. And, you know, for all you early voters in Pennsylvania, I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
Or maybe you wouldn't change your mind anyway, but golly, man, I don't know. It's just sad to me at this point.
I got
to
think that the bigger thing that really makes me angry is that after everything we knew about Fetterman, he's not capable of doing the job. Everybody knows that. Here comes Oprah endorsing that, knowing she lives in another state, right? So if this guy screws the pooch, it's not going to impact her. But she goes out there and backs this guy saying, yeah, I feel perfectly comfortable turning loose an incompetent on your state. And it's like, seriously?
Well, and Kid Rock commented on that, calling her a fraud after supporting and undoubtedly vetting Dr. Oz for all these years and backing him and bringing him to the forefront and, you know, then go against him like that. That's just, what does that say about her? Or I don't know. What does it say about him, maybe?
Well, yeah. And the entire premise of the Democrat Party is just elect these people as placeholders. We'll have somebody else run them, you know? And it's a tacit admission. They're doing it with Biden. They're going to do it with Fetterman. Oh, don't worry. He won't be allowed to do anything that's, you know, that's against the Democrat Party. We'll run him. And which goes against all of this representative democracy / republic we're supposed to be a part of.
Man, the thing I can't get over lately is how the left is just calling out the right. I mean, that's half of America, or if not more.
Yeah.
And just calling them every name in the book. Like, how is that supposed to be uniting? I don't get it.
Here's another thing. You know, what's the narrative out of the press and out of the Democrats is that we conservatives are the one that's violent. And here's New York Post. Zeldin supporter gets choked by a man at a Hochul rally. Tussle with New York City councilwoman. These people are the violent ones. And they try to beat you up with a hammer or whatever. And then if you respond, then they call you violent. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What are we drinking today?
Water.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so I guess let's get into the big question. Where are you on the election. Where, how do you see this from 30,000, 40,000 feet up?
Yeah, I think it's going to go pretty well for the Republicans. I don't know. I'm trying not to buy into too much of the hype, but the thing I'm kind of leaning toward looking at most are the odds makers in Vegas.
Okay.
Have you seen any of this stuff?
No, I haven't.
Because odds makers really don't want to be wrong. They can't afford to be wrong. So I'm sure it's been changing every day, but you might just look into that. Just the odds on the races around the country, and it's pretty interesting.
Well, I think that
it's not exactly what the polls say either.
Well, you've hit on something, because as you know, in a lot of these polling services, they oversample Democrats to give them the biggest possible advantage that they can.
Sure.
So the odds makers don't do that. No. The odds makers are like, we want to be right.
They don't care who wins or loses. They just want money.
The money.
They just want to be right.
So,
give us
some headlines. I haven't seen
it. I don't have any in front of me, man. I'm sorry. I should have printed something off. But it's just, you know, take the time to go observe some of those odds around the country and see where the odds makers are. Because you can actually bet on this stuff.
Yeah, I know you can.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, but I don't know. That's fine. Speaking of betting, did you see Mattress Mack down in Houston?
No.
You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, I know I know Mattress Mack very well. I don't know what you're talking about as far as betting.
Well, one, he's an incredible philanthropist.
Yes, he is.
Every time there's a hurricane, flood, tornado, whatever, he is there. I mean, when Katrina happened, I think he had people living in his store for months.
Yeah.
He's a huge furniture salesman. He's a furniture salesman with huge stores in Houston area.
I've been to one of them. I've been to his big warehouse. Yeah.
But he incredibly generous with his time, his assets and his money. And it's pretty neat. Well, anyway, he's also a huge bettor. He will gamble on anything.
Wow.
Especially sports. Loves gambling on sports. At the beginning of the season, he made a $10 million bet that the Houston Astros would win the World Series.
$10
million? $10
million. Who covered that?
I have no idea. And you can't bet in Texas. There's no sports betting in Texas. So I don't know if he just went to, you know, a Walmart parking lot in St. Charles, Louisiana, and bet on his phone, you know, because they're all fenced in.
Why am I not?
So
I have not heard this. Hold on, Mattress Mack. I got to look this up. Mattress.
And then Mack. When you see the headline, tell the people what he won.
Why did? I have not been. Yeah. Holy moly. $75 million?
There you go.
Wow.
A $10 million bet.
It shows you, as soon as all the sports went woke, I stopped watching and I stopped caring or paying attention. Even though it's in the state of Texas, I just haven't cared. So I still thought the world...
I couldn't watch just because Houston cheats, but... Since I'm a Rangers fan.
Yeah, I got to say, when I was watching, I was a Rangers fan too.
Right.
$75 million.
I believe it's the biggest legal sports bet ever.
Well, sports
win ever.
See, I thought you were going to go with the Powerball because it was at $1.6 billion before.
Yeah, did you buy in?
Yeah, we did. We bought some tickets. And now it rolled over again. No winning ticket.
Yeah. You'll be close to a billionaire with the cash value.
Exactly.
This next time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
You'll give half a billion to Uncle Sam, and then you'll be, actually, probably it'll be closer to $1 billion to Uncle Sam, and you get to keep a billion. Wow.
Yeah.
Mattress Mack. Well, thanks for the heads up on that, man, because that's pretty dang huge. I had no idea he was such a risk taker.
I guess we got that kind of cash, man. I guess maybe it's not that much of a risk.
Dude, I can't imagine making a $10 bet in this economy, much less a $10 million bet in this economy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Any other headlines as far as the election's going before I get to some other issues?
No, not that I can think of. I mean, it's just crazy. I just try not to buy into too much of the propaganda because I mean, you just got a feeling that with the economy, with the message that the Democrats tried to push, that it's going to be a pretty good hit for Republicans.
Yeah, we'll see.
But, you know, I try not to buy into the hype. The one thing that the Republicans never do or haven't done since Newt Gingrich is get a cohesive message together. Good Lord, you know, give us something that we know you're going to do.
Yeah, I can honestly say I'm not voting for Republicans. I'm voting against Democrats.
No, I know. Yeah.
That's just me.
But the contract with America was genius.
Oh, I know. And this commitment to America is nothing.
Well, I haven't heard anything about it. So they're either not, you know, not getting covered or not getting the message out.
No,
cohesively.
When the conservative base of the Republican Party can't even get behind your so-called commitment to America because it's so watered down and it's so PC, there's no bold alternatives. You know me. I'm saying if the other side's going to be so jonesing to take away our rights, shouldn't the Republicans be jonesing to preserve them? That's just my take, you know?
Yeah. You think.
Now, look, I know that you are not a huge social media guy at all, but no. I do know you fancy business and you watch business and you like cats with money. And who doesn't, right? So you got Elon Musk who bought Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And they're melting down. I mean, I got back on Twitter. Remember, actually, it was on my show. I got off when you and I were working together. So it's been, what, 2 or 3 years. I got back on just so I could troll. I'm not even updating the Twitter handle at all. I'm just trolling these left-wingers, and you should see them, man. They are so angry that our side has a voice. They can't. They're beside themselves. So they're doing these, get off Twitter. It's in reverse now, right? Get off Twitter. You got to, and they're doing all these canceling, advertisers are pulling their advertising from Twitter, and they're bashing this guy saying, oh, where's your police squad? Where's your moderators? You just fired all your moderators. And it's like, dude, it's his company. Shut up. He can do whatever the hell he wants with it.
Well, I've seen all the news stories about, you know, the use of the N-word is up 500%.
Which is BS. You know that's BS.
But I suspect that it probably is. But if you're a free speech warrior, man, hate speech is free speech.
Thank you. Popular speech needs...
You don't have to like it. You don't have to read it.
Damn straight. Popular speech needs no protection, right?
Right.
If we were going through the civil rights struggle right now in America, if we had Twitter back in the 1960s, it would be Twitter and the former people that ran it suppressing the idea that blacks are equal. And thank God they couldn't do it back then, you know? So this is insane, man. But again, I just keep on. These people are obsessed. Elon Musk is ruining his company. Well, what the hell do you care? It's not your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these people are trying to say, this is how you should be running it, and silencing free speech. And Musk is saying, no, we're not going to do that anymore. And they're melting down. I wish I gave you some examples. But I just wanted to see, because it's very much a pop culture thing.
Yeah.
And by the way, Tiffany Cross, you know who she is, right?
I don't think so.
She's over at MSNBC, big race hustler. Just think Al Sharpton, but prettier, right? That's who she is. And she got fired because she called, well, this is the podcast. She said Florida was the dick of America. She said that. She said Florida was the dick of America.
People have been saying that since there have been maps.
Well,
people have been saying that.
I don't think she meant it geographically, shape speaking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, now you laugh. And see, and I didn't want to see her fired. I wanted to see, but look, at the same token, I think NBC.
Well, you can't say that on shows like that, I guess.
No, she was on a podcast. She
didn't, well, yeah.
Yeah, she was on somebody else's podcast, and she says this. So she basically calls the entire state of Florida a male appendage, which, okay, look, I don't think that she should be silenced. I don't think she should be fired. But then again, I got to say to NBC, I support their right not to be associated with a full-on nutcase like her, right?
Sure.
They have a right not to be associated with her, don't they?
Yeah.
On their melting down on Twitter, they how dare they fire her? It's like, what? It's their prerogative, and she's a hate-filled nutbag. What do you care? What do you care? But I think that's the thing about Twitter, is that everything's their business. These people are busybodies. The left, they think they want to run your life. And if you're not living the life the way they think you ought to live it, then you know what? You need to be silenced and shut up.
I know.
Last thing, because you are a law enforcement guy.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Post, with a headline, this is across several, actually, journalistic operations. Politicized bureaucracy has FBI rotted at its core. GOP is charging in a shocking report. Let me just give you the first stanza here. The FBI is rotted at its core, has a systemic culture of unaccountability, and is full of rampant corruption, manipulation, and abuse, according to whistleblowers cited in a damning report released on Friday by the GOP. The Democrats wouldn't release a report like this because they don't care, because the FBI is doing the Democrats' bidding. But these are all whistleblowers saying it's hopelessly politicized now in the FBI. What's your take?
Yeah, hearing some other talk show hosts and stuff who've been kind of associated with that world, it does need to be, it looks like, completely dismantled. And the good agents can go to other agencies, and I guess we just won't have an FBI anymore, or we just start from the ground up. But everybody just needs to be gone from that.
I don't disagree.
And that I don't, you know, that the left will say, well, you know, we're the ones who are calling for, you know, not to defund the police. But then we want to defund the police, but well, I don't see it that way.
I don't know. We're not talking about defunding just, it. We're talking about restructuring it.
Completely dismantling it and rebuilding it to what it needs to be. But yeah, it's scary, man. You know, as technology keeps advancing and you get more and more woke, more and more liberals, it's just scary because they have guns. They could kill you. They can put you in jail.
Yeah.
You know, it's scary. So,
well, dude, I'm right there with you. If they could do what they did to a former president, what are they going to, you think they're going to have any compunction to doing it to you? No way. And then to tie the last two stories together, this was announced. The Treasury Department under Beijing Biden may investigate Elon Musk's buyout of Twitter, because
that
the left
is shocker.
Because the left wing is just apoplectic. So now they're going to launch an investigation, put it under a microscope. So let me get this straight. Hunter Biden's activities gets no scrutiny from the Treasury Department, but Elon Musk does.
The richest man in the world can afford the best lawyers in the world. I don't know why they'd be pissing up the industry, because they're going to lose.
Well, praise God they are. But see, this goes right. And talk about, look at what he did to the people of Twitter, Musk. If the Treasury Department wants to go toe to toe with Elon Musk, get ready to have the proceedings just blasted out on Twitter so everybody can see it. And I mean, I think that these people are so desperate, and most totalitarians are. They're stupid and they're desperate. That's what totalitarians are. That's why they want to take over your life, because they can't win an argument. So that's why they got to take away your rights, because they're so stupid.
Well, maybe we will see the pendulum start to swing tomorrow.
I hope you're right, dude. I hope you're right. All right, folks, that is the show behind the show, being recorded on a Sunday this week. And I think we're going to be pushing it toward latter in the the previous week and just before the current week gets started. Our buddy Sean Chastain is going to always be there to help us out, man. We appreciate it.
Okay, man. Go have a great weekend or the rest of it.
Thanks, pal. That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Visit a couple of websites for me. TexasScorecard.com. That's number one. TexasScorecard.com. When those elections hit, that's the one place you're going to want to go to get the latest and the greatest about who is prevailing and who is not in the great state of Texas. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's how you can track down the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And on Newsmax, every Monday through Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock Eastern. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Rather, how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in risk management. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on risk management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal complexities fiduciary management, corporate governance, and other heavily regulated industries face. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.